Om Shanti. This is the Avyaktavani of 26th March 1970. Power of Thought. Spark Series. Baba says, now your actions should be whatever your thoughts are. There should be no difference between your thoughts and your actions. Those are childish things. First to have a thought, then to create plans, and then to carry them out. These are not the days for that. How far has the study progressed? It is now in the final stage. So this is the Avyakta Murli of 26th March 1970, the series of Power of Thought. Baba is saying, now your actions should be whatever your thoughts are. There should be no difference between your thoughts and your actions. Those are childish things. Which are childish things? First to have thoughts, then to create plan, and then to carry them out. These are not the days for that. How far has the study progressed? It's now in the final stage. So, this is the Avyakta Murli of 1970s. In the month of March, Baba is saying, whatever your thoughts are, your actions should be like that. One is to have thoughts, then to create plan, then to think over them, and then to translate them into action. This is not the time. Baba said, whatever your thoughts, immediately they should get translated into practice. As are your thoughts, so should be your actions. In this Avyakta Murli, Baba is actually talking about signs of the Maharathis, signs of those who are elephant riders. Baba has given three examples, three types of effort makers. The first type of effort makers are infantry, piyade. What they are, they keep on thinking and thinking and thinking and thinking. They keep on planning and planning and planning. But whatever they think, whatever they plan, whatever they cogitate, that never comes into action. These are the first group. Second group of effort makers are those who are ghodeswar, those who are horse riders. They make good plannings, but that plan never comes into practice. They are only planning. The first are infantry. They are only thinking and not doing anything. Second ones, they do make plans, but that never comes into action. Third are elephant riders, Maharathis. Elephant riders are those where practice where and practical is there. Practice, as the same time, they plan, practice and practical. Everything are together. So these are the three types of souls Baba has described in this Murli. We'll come back to the same thing. How to have thoughts and actions. You know, these two things should become parallel. Whatever you think, that should translate into practice. For example, you think that I should have a very strong, powerful Amrit Vela. But it should not remain limited only to the thought, limited only to the planning. It should come into practice. Today, I will have a very strong stage. A stage which is free from all the waste thoughts, all the negativities. And still, many times throughout the day, you are assailed by negative thoughts. And you fall down. This is not the stage of Maharathi. Whatever you think, you have to put that into action immediately. So what sort of thoughts we should have so that without much barrier or ado, they will come into practice. What should be the quality of those thoughts, first of all? What should be there in our thoughts that they come into practice immediately? What should be there in that thoughts? Determination. That's the most important thing. That thought should be a determined thought. A very strong thought. A very, very powerful thought. Then only that will come into practice. For example, a person who is there, who is addicted to something. Now he wants to get rid of that thing. Example, smoking. He smokes. and he knows all the perilous effect of smoking. He knows how dangerous it is to health. He knows that it is ruining his life, his family and everything. And still, he is not able to get rid of it. In a similar manner, any sanskar, for example, somebody knows, why I should not get angry, I should not get impatient, I should not delay things. He knows, he understands, but still he cannot do it. There is somewhere lack of that determination. So, a determined thought is necessary for doing anything. One. Second, a powerful thought is necessary. Very, very powerful thought. Before we enter into this discussion, we need to understand one law. New thought law. It is known as new thought law and it is the law of attraction. It has been spoken a lot in nowadays. Everybody speaks about this law of attraction. What does this law say? The law says that like energy attracts like energy. This is the principle. Like energy attracts the like energy. Whatever you think, that thought attracts similar thoughts which are in the universe. And it might be it can be applied to anything. Financial matters, it can be applied to your spirituality, spiritual lifestyle. It can be applied to your job, your career, wealth, anywhere. The same law applies everywhere. Law of attraction says that if you have one thought, that thought will attract similar thoughts. And this law of attraction is based on two things. One is affirmations and second is visualizations. Whatever we see in your mind's eye, and you keep on seeing that thing for a persistent long time, that will materialize. That will come to practice or that will translate into action gradually. Whatever you visualize, one is this, second affirmations, repetitions within. If you keep on repeating the thought, any thought, I am weak, I am weak, I am weak, I do not know how to do this, I do not know, it is not possible for me to become a great yogi. There are others who are becoming yogi, but I cannot become. This repetition of thought will attract similar thoughts in the universe and situations would be created. So we need to understand this law of attraction deeply. Whatever you think, and if you keep on thinking, a pattern is created. That is known as neuroplasticity. And then same things happen. As the thoughts, so are your actions. William Atkinson, he has done a significant work on this law of attraction. Even James Allen, in his book As Man Thinketh, it's a world famous book, a very short book, but everything is focusing only on thought. Thought, thought, thought. Thought, and whatever that is happening is the result of thought. Thought is the seed. As the man thinkest in his heart, so also he becomes. The generation of this theory of law of attraction started somewhere, some of the references in Bible also, where in Mark, it is written, as you think, as is your faith, and if you can believe firmly, the things will happen. If you order the mountain, get up and get planted on the sea, and if you believe in your heart, it shall be done. So these are all some of the basis for that law of attraction theory. Whatever you think, gradually that translates into action. So two more important things in that. One is visualization and second is affirmations. Baba is saying here, you have to become those Maharatis, those who think their thoughts and actions are similar. There is no difference that you only keep on thinking, but it is not translating into actions. So what you have to do in that is, apply the same principle of power of attraction. First, affirmations, and second, repetition First, affirmation, that is repetition, and second, visualization. Suppose there was a man, he wanted to give up drinking, okay, but it was not possible for him, and his wife, he was drinking, he was smoking, his wife and daughter. His wife said that I am not going to stay with you, and she just goes away, and she even doesn't allow him to meet his daughter. She says that unless and until you give up this smoking and you give up this habit, drinking, you cannot meet your girl. So what he does, he tries a lot, but he, to no avail, he is unsuccessful. Then he tries this subconscious mind technique or visualization technique. What he does, he sits every day in the morning and he creates one picture in front of his eyes. What picture he creates? That he is playing with his daughter. He creates that picture in his subconscious mind that he is playing with his daughter. And he has already given up all the smoking and everything. He just does this. Every day he sees that, because his wife was so adamant that she said, I won't allow you at all. Do what you may, but you cannot meet her. So he creates that picture in his mind that he is playing with his daughter. And after a particular length of time, he becomes successful because he has a lot of love for his daughter. And because of that thing, he is able to get rid of smoking habit. So same thing is here. It's an attachment, but for good. It's good. It has done him good. That was a different example. This here talking about thoughts and actions. Thoughts and actions. Here, if you want to create new habits, if you want to create new sanskars, if you want to create new lifestyle, if you want that something new should happen in your life, you're fed up with the same dull and drab things. Same everyday morning, get up, do Amrit Vela, listen to Murli, do some seva, do evening yoga, going off to sleep, same thing is going on, same yoga, same Murli, which we almost know everything. There is no creativity anywhere. So if you want that something new should happen, novelty, some creativity, if you want that we should have that sense of newness in life, and you want to, for that you will have to create new habits. And those habits start in the thought. First, that they would be created in the thought and then they would materialize. Not otherwise. For example, you want to create the habit of churning knowledge. Okay? So this is a good habit. There are people who do good churnings. There are people who are very good in understanding and giving a new dimension, new perspective in looking at things. So you want that, you should also be able to do that. So what you have to do? First of all, knowledge. What that person does, you have to know. And then you sow this seed in the soil of your mind. Keep on repeating it. That I have to become a good meditator. I have to become a good churner. I have to become a good thinker. I have to become a good yogi. I have to improve the quality of my yoga. I have to improve the quality of my narrating knowledge. Anything it could be. First, everything would start in the mind. Then, keep on repeating it. Again and again. Again and again. Again and again. And then, gradually, you start seeing it. That I have become like that. You see your perfect form. You see whatever you want to become in front of your eyes. I always give the example of our dean of our medical college. That when he entered in the medical college in 1960s, he saw the medical college and he had the thought that I want to become dean of this college. Just imagine a 17-year-old boy entering a medical college and dreaming that I want to become the dean of this medical college. And after many, many years, after many decades, he became. Because he nourished that dream, that vision. All the great men of this earth, who were there on this earth, they were great visionaries. dreamers, thinkers. Because they could dream, they could see themselves that I am like that. And gradually that happened. So work on these two things, affirmations and visualizations. This will make your thoughts powerful. And one more thing, you have to get emotionally involved in that. When you get emotionally involved in something, gradually your love, your intensity of doing that thing increases. You become deeply and intensely involved in something. Keep on thinking of that thing. And gradually that involvement will start. Involve emotions into that. Just example, a student is there and he is studying mathematics. He doesn't like it at all. It is such a boring subject. But imagine if he becomes emotional. If he starts creating some picture or some stories out of those words or those numbers, it becomes so interesting for him. And then he will start having interest, he will start understanding it more ardently. A new world he will enter. So that is very important. Emotional involvement in things. Things for anything whatever you want to become. What more? Thoughts and actions. Thoughts, make them powerful, make them determined. Keep on repeating them, keep on visualizing them, get emotionally involved into them, and then they will translate into action. What more we can do? Yes. You have to? Belief. That's the law of belief. You believe that, yes, I can do it. Law of faith, law of belief says that. I can do it. Many have done, I can also do. There's nothing in this world which I cannot do. To have that thought. If one man has done, everybody can do. If one Brahma can do it, I can also do it. It's nothing is impossible. Impossible is a word found in the dictionary of fools, said Napoleon. For him nothing was impossible. So why can't we have that determined thought that I can also do it and I believe that I can do it. Have this list of affirmations. Right? These are the powerful thoughts and see them, stick them somewhere and keep on repeating it. Everything. Keep on seeing them. Make a declaration in front of others that I am going to do this from tomorrow. This is a good thing. Many people, sometimes those who are non-vegetarian and when they want to turn towards vegetarianism, they do this thing. They make a public declaration. Yes, from tomorrow I am going to become vegetarian. So when you do that, so sometimes that is binding. Automatically you start doing it. So whenever you want to do, if you are not doing good Amrit Vela, you make a public declaration that tomorrow I am going to be, you will see me tomorrow at 3:30. Then it is a question of your ego also, somewhere I. Otherwise you will be proven false. So that's why you do this. From tomorrow I am going to tell you 10 points of Murli every day. I am going to tell you 10 different points of Murli from tomorrow. So for that I will have to read, I will have to study, I will have to give time. Just to read one Murli, you know, to churn one Murli, it's not a joke. Why? Because you have to make so many changes in your lifestyle. You have to give time for reading Murli, that 20 minutes, for example, if you are going 20, for that 20 minutes you have to make significant changes everywhere. You have to stop your gossips, you have to stop digital preoccupations. You have to do so many things. Just for taking out time for this, you'll have to change your method of going off to sleep. You have to change your behavior, whatever, how much time you spend in chatting, worldly discussions, television or whatever, all the digital things. So many changes one has to make. But you make this. Yes, I will do it. You know, Mark Twain was an English author. He has reported somewhere that they used to go for an excursion, okay, and on a long journey, and they would get tired and there was a wall in between. Now they want to climb the wall, but they are so tired, exhausted, that they feel, oh no, we are not going to climb, we will see. So what they would do, they would take out their cap and throw on that side. They would take out their cap and throw on the wall, on other side of the wall. Now they have to climb. There is no way out. There is no way out. In the similar manner, you create such situations that you have to do it. You just tell others, say, tomorrow I am going to tell you 10 powerful points. So now when I have to tell 10 points, powerful points, it is a question of my prestige. Otherwise that person will say that you just, just blowing your own trumpet. But you never do things. So, make public declarations sometimes. Yes, I am going to do it. That will help your oath, that inner pledge. This is an inner, this is all entirely inner affair, but sometimes telling others also help you. Or, when you are not at all able to do, you take help from others. There was a sister who knew everything about Amrit Vela and she tried everything. She said that still I am not able to get up for Amrit Vela. What should I do? I have heard all lectures on Amrit Vela. I have done almost everything. I have read that book on Amrit Vela. I heard all the lectures on Amrit Vela. I know everything, but still I get up and then I go to sleep. What should I do? I told her that this is only one thing you can do is you can take somebody's help. You ask some of your friend to call you up, to give you a call at 3:30. And that worked. Sometimes, but that also sometimes people say, oh, why should I take somebody's help? I should get up on my own. But when you are not getting up on your own, you take somebody's help. You ask somebody to help you. So that somebody will help you definitely. For some time, for some days at least. So you have to take help. So one of the things to make your thoughts coming into action is taking help. Taking cooperation. That also helps. Anything else? Planning. Okay. Then? Anything else? Starting new life, starting new lifestyle, starting new career, starting new habit, starting something new in Brahmin life. You need something. What else? Anything? You write it down. Writing is such a good job. You write whatever you want to do. You write. Today, this is my plan. These are the three things I want to do today. Okay? Keep one special book that is known as planning book. Okay? In that, date, today's date, and today what new things I have to learn. First, I have to learn explaining this knowledge to a stranger. I have to learn, second, I have to learn to churn. I will churn today's slogan or today's blessing and I will explain it to somebody else. Third, today I will try some newness in yoga. Now what newness? Go and asking others. Ask others what they do. How can I, this is the way I do yoga, can I bring some newness? Something new, some novelty into this yoga. What, is it something missing in that? This thing. Next, about phone calls, about mobile. Am I wasting my time in this? Let me see those people, how they deal with calls, how they deal with messages, how they deal with emails. There are so many things you can understand. Mobile is such a thing that we need to keep on learning about it. How much time to spend, screen time, how much we are engaged in this. Because it is possible that it is eating away our time. Let me learn from some good Purusharthis. How do they manage mobile? How do they manage calls? What they do? There was a Russian author, Bernard Shaw. He used to receive almost 1,000 letters from all over the world. But he would not read all of them. There were people who had a lot of problems. They could keep on writing, but he would not read. He would read only on the last day of the month. All of them, and he would answer only few. Because he used to say that most of the things I have already answered, but these are the people who keep on asking the same things. They keep on calling you and ask the same thing. But I have answered most of them. He picks up only few and answers them. That was his way. So in the similar manner, then we have to understand and devise methods. How do I manage phone? How do I manage calls? How do I manage emails? How do I manage WhatsApp? Because somewhere in this century, this is responsible for snatching away our time. a good time which we can give for Purusharth and for churning. We have no time to sit calmly, quietly and take Murli in hand and think on every line Baba has said. Read one line, stop and think why he said that. Read another line, stop and think why he said that. Think another line, what is the inner meaning, connotation of that. Think and churn. Do we have such time? Hardly, because our time is getting snatched away by something. And we need to find out what is that which is stealing our time. What are the time wasters and what are the energy drainers? So today's homework is this for all of you. Make a list of time wasters and energy drainers. What are the time wasters of my life? Who are the time wasters of my life? What are the time wasters and who are the time wasters? What are the energy drainers and who are my energy drainers? There might be somebody who is draining your energy because you are constantly thinking about that person and your energy is getting drained. So list of time wasters and energy drainers. Make a resolve that I don't have to waste time because this time is so important. I have so many things to do. Okay? Om Shanti.